Coach Mike Gullingsrud of the Red Lake County Rebels joining us after the West Subsection Championship victory. And Mike, what did it take to get this win over Ada Borup West, a 10-4 victory? I've kind of felt like Ada Borup West felt a little gassed. Did you get that sense at all after playing the game before the Cougars?
Well, I don't know about gas, but you know, you think about momentum and how things can kind of certainly work itself out. But certainly a virile tip of the hat to Ada Borup West, Coach Mike Erickson, Coach Jorgensen, that entire group over there. You know, I know several of those people from back in the day, and there's utmost respect for them, and especially the amount of effort and work that they do. They got a really talented group, and I'll tell you what, for us today, very proud of our guys of playing high-quality baseball. You know, being able to score in 5 of the 6 innings, certainly it was a key to that game. You mentioned maybe, wearing on the team a little bit throughout the course of the game. I think of a year ago where we played in that back-to-back type of game. That takes a lot of emotional energy, and you really got to hang in there the best you can, especially on, as you said, a hot day or two and a little warm. But, no, our guys did a great job of having production up and down the order, scoring in innings 1 through 5 anyway, and enough defensively to come out on top.
And you guys had to persevere a little bit. Didn't seem like you guys had your best stuff on the mound.
Well, and I'll take some ownership of that. You know, Keegan Schmitz, he's been a high-quality reliever for us. I thought he did a really nice job of getting in game 2 through that inning and a third after Will Gieske's start. You know, and pitch numbers today were certainly a part of certain moves. And for Will, he hadn't pitched that much probably since about our 4th game of the season. He had one other appearance, but we've been really monitoring his arm and trying to make sure that he's feeling up to the mound and to the pitching piece. So for Will, it was kind of, let's see what he's got. He wanted to keep going, but we also know that with the score being 7-1 at that point in the game, you know, let's keep him at that 50 pitch count number and less, which he finished that last batter at 51, but you get to keep him at that number. So based on the course of the game for him, you know, it was good to see him get through that part. Keegan, I thought that I probably overextended him a little bit. You could see he was fatigued after even getting one inning of relief in the first game. So when they weren't as sharp as probably you expect, you know, part of that is letting him probably roll a little too long for Keegan. And then Gunnar Halvorsen, he's someone that, you know, we can definitely get high-quality starts out of him. He can be a reliever at times. And for me, I was trying to make sure that Ben, when he had made an appearance, because he was going to get an appearance, is that we had no issue with 50 pitches, because we didn't want to get to all of a sudden a point where if he's going to have 3 innings of relief, is that going to be enough pitches that he can get through it? Because we want to have the full allotment of guys ready for Saturday based on what the score of the game was. Obviously, Ada Borup West, when they narrowed it down a little bit by scoring 3 in the 1 inning, you know, you got to get to the end, but you can't overlook anything either. But it worked out for us.
Yeah, and I know we talked about that at the beginning of the day. Your pitch count philosophy and that strategy certainly came into play, like you said.
Well, and if you remember what we said, it was like we got to deal with what's being dealt to you. And the thing that was nice is we had the 7-1 lead. That certainly allows you to maybe strategize a little bit more than you maybe would normally do. Sometimes it's just, hey, we're going to roll with the guy, and it don't matter what the number is. But, you know, with the depth that we have, too, that helps. You know, I know that Bo Nelson did a fabulous job in the first game. Just avoiding barrels, that's what Bo does exceptionally well. And then you've got a lot of guys in our crew that they've pitched a lot of innings. They're very distributed as far as our 6 guys that have seen the most innings of work. And game 2, yeah, we were able to use 4 arms there. Worked out really well that we could get to the later innings for Ben just to come in and kind of get a little work and not have to overextend anything. So, yeah, it was a really good day.
Red Lake County, Red Lake Falls softball, they won the section championship today. You guys have had a lot of great success over the last few years, you know, the 1 or 2 years. To you as a coach, you know, what's your philosophy to, what's the common denominator to have so much success? Subsection championships, section championships, state championships. What do you think?
Well, I'll say this. Congratulations to Coach Hansen, Coach Schmitz, their entire crew, all the girls. Fabulous accomplishment. Very proud of them. And certainly we don't get a chance to follow them on the field, but they're a special group of coaches and special group of players. And congratulations to them. For us, and I'll speak for me, we've got great players. When you're dealt, and I've said it many times, the deck of cards that we have, you don't get that in small school USA very often, and I'm enjoying what we have. And I look at what Coach Chris Nelson has done with the program in the past. He's a terrific coach. He's a terrific teacher of the game. And you look at these guys when they were younger, and as they've continued to progress to the level that they're at, I mean, Nelly deserves the credit of the build-up to the quality of the players that they are. Coach Larson's been a part of this program for a long time. Coach Kasman's been a part of this program a long time. Coach Robbie Glass from a year ago. We've got a couple of young coaches this year with Ben Cardinal and Freddie Lamon that played in the program for a long time. So my way of answering is, when you've got great players, you've got guys that have been in the system for a long time, in a fabulous, well-taught system of the fundamentals of the game and how they do things correctly, there's your answer for me. It's a fun time.
Yeah, I know it's fun for broadcasters alike, too. So, Mike, congratulations, all the success, and good luck the rest of the way in the tournament.
Appreciate the coverage. You guys do a great job and the support. We're real pleased to have our names on the radio and have another chance to play some more on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that. That's head coach Mike Gullingsrud of the Red Lake County Rebels.